G'day everyone, Ian here, on a beautiful early summer's day in Brisvegas. Yes, lovely day. A few little fluffy white clouds sailing overhead. Nice temperature, probably low 20s, 22 degrees, something like that. Shorts and t-shirt weather, nice cool breeze wafting around, keeping us comfortable. It's lovely. Nice time of year. Had a few hot days from time to time, but yeah, summer. Summer in the subtropics. Had a couple of really hot days recently. Been away. I've been out of the loop for a few weeks because we've had a little adventure. Caroline, my lovely girl, and I went for a bit of a drive 2 weeks ago. We headed off to Bundanoon, which is not Scottish, even though they do have a Highland Festival, and it is in the Southern Highlands, which is barely very high, a couple of thousand feet above sea level. It gets a bit cool, so nice autumnal weather to get away from the heat. But it's an Aboriginal name. Can't remember what it is, what it means. But went to Bundanoon, did this same trip last year to go and dance a little bit of tango at Bash. Buenos Aires in the Southern Highlands, Bash stands for. So last year I did the drive. Spent a week getting down there, caught up a few friends, and a week getting back. And I thought this year I was going to catch a train and fly and then catch a train for the last leg. But Caroline swept into my life, so I thought, it'd be fun to have a bit of a road trip. See how an early relationship deals with being with each other 24/7 for a week and a something. Went very well, may I say. Very, very well. Better than I could have hoped for, which is the way this relationship's been evolving. Better than I hope for. Dare hope for. That's good. It's very, very good. So we did the trip and had a few problems. I spent a couple of grand on my car before we went away. It needed a new set of shockies. On the Saturday before we left, I put a full set of tyres on it. And the speakers in the car had blown a long time ago, so I put new speakers in it. And I wanted a stereo that I could actually plug my phone into, connect via Bluetooth, so I bought a new stereo. Gee, they're cheap nowadays, aren't they? I've got down to this minimalist system. It's all electronic. It's all basically either you plug SD or a flash thumb drives into it, or auxiliary from your phone, all Bluetooth. So, you know, there's no cassette players or CD players like in the old days. So absolutely minimal. Picked it up for like $40 on eBay, and when I started poking around, it basically, that's the sort of going price for a car radio stereo nowadays. You know, you can spend a couple hundred bucks if you want to, but really there's no need to. The quality of the speakers, maybe the amplifier, are the things that you need to worry about. Anyway, so busted my ass to put all this kit in the car and get all this work done. So it cost me a couple of grand. You know, I had a couple of maintenance issues, like I said. And I had the car fully set up, ready to go, nice little red Bullet that I've got. It's an older car, it's 15 years old, but it runs on LPG, so it costs nothing to travel that sort of distance. So I was looking forward to it, and Caroline and I will be in that and very comfortable. Had a couple of problems with it though. I found out that what was happening is every once in a while the engine just died. I mean, like, not cough, splutter, cough, 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 stop. No, just boom, nothing. And it was doing this before we left, and I had the mechanic look at it, and he assured me everything was all right, and if I just do this, this, and this, it wouldn't have any problems, and was these sort of issues, and yada, yada, yada. And as it turns out, he didn't know what he was talking about, because it's actually a really difficult thing to identify. So 5 times on the way to Coffs Harbour, which is halfway to Sydney, it died on us. And next to last, we were actually in Coffs Harbour itself, in the middle of an intersection, and poof, died again. Got the car pushed up onto the island between the two lanes of traffic, and a fellow pulled up and offered me some advice, because he said, I've got exactly the same car, the same problem, and it's this, 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 and this. And I went, oh, really? And he gave me some forums to go to and check out. And I went and had a bit of a poke around, learned a lot about my vehicle, learned how to read codes, and some of these issues that have been going on. Anyway, long story short, decided there was no way in the world we were going to drive through Sydney. Imagine being in the midst of traffic, crossing the Sydney Harbour Bridge and your engine dies. Just, woof, gone. That would be one of the very worst things that could happen. You know, 8 lanes of traffic and you're stuck in the middle of it. Ah, it'd be just appalling. And I wasn't going to have that level of stress on me. So decided that we'll take it to a mechanic, get them to look at it, and we'll hire a car. Anyway, that was all cool. The mechanic had a look at it. He was pretty comfortable that he had an idea what was wrong with it. But what we did is we actually drove around Coffs Harbour for about an hour until it failed, and then they whipped around to us where we were and read the codes while it was failed. And then once it restarted, did I mention that? Yeah, basically it fails and then it restarts after 5 or 10 minutes. That's the pattern that it was doing. So it restarted. I left it with him. I said, there you go, go and fix it for me. And we jumped in a hire car and we drove the rest of the distance from Coffs Harbour to Sydney, spent some time with my sister's family, which is really great for them to meet Caroline. And I spent some time in Newcastle with her friends. You know, it's all about connection, isn't it? Then we went to Bundanoon and had a hoot of a time. How am I going time-wise? Ooh, yeah, it's a bit of a long chat. This got to squeeze in 10 minutes. Went to Bundanoon, had too much fun, as usual. It gets very silly towards the end. Anyway, had a lot of good times, a lot of nice dances, hanging out with some good people. And came back to Sydney, spent a bit of time in Sydney, and we were waiting to hear from the mechanic. And the mechanic was sort of delayed us an extra day. And we were thinking about flying back from Sydney, because it was relatively cheap to fly from the Sydney back to the Gold Coast, where Caroline lives. But to get to Coffs Harbour and then have to do something was going to be ugly. Anyway, they assured us, no worries, come in tomorrow morning after 10 o'clock, absolutely certain it's going to be all right. I asked him if that was confirmed, and they said, yes, confirmed. So we jumped in the car the next day and we drove to Coffs Harbour. Yippee-ki-yay, here we go. We get to Coffs Harbour, and guess what? Yeah. They had a warranty issue with the computer. Oh, by the way, that was the problem. Yeah, the computer was failing. So I needed a new computer. So they got a new computer for it, and it failed on them. So they had a warranty claim against Holden to get a new computer. So here we are. God, what are we going to do? In the end, one of the lovely ladies there is flying to Thailand at the end of this coming week and offered to drive my vehicle back from Coffs Harbour, the 4 or 5 hours that it is, back to Brisbane. For me, and we decided to keep the hire car and drive back to the Gold Coast and drop it off. As it turns out, what we spent on hire car, we could have had hired the car from the Gold Coast all the way to Bundanoon and back to the Gold Coast. That's basically what we end up spending on hire car. Could have just left my damn car here in Brisbane and not taken it for the trip. It was a complete mess about. But, you know, in some funny sort of ways, and this is me spinning a positive out of a lot of drama, and $600 worth of car hire, and I've still got to pay for the work on the car, which is going to be $1,500, so a lot of extra expense on a vehicle that's probably only worth about $3,000. Yeah, bit of a shame. But good thing out of this is that it was somewhat testing for Caroline and I. You know, it would have been very easy to get angsty. It would have been very easy to rally against the windmills, to get out there and fight against what we had no control over, and become dysfunctional and maybe pick on each other. And we didn't do any of that. We were very mature about it. We just shrugged our shoulders and, oh well, what can you do? You know, money fixes everything, and we just dealt with it. So it was really good to go through a little bit of an angsty time together and share that with each other. All up, it was fine. I'm in the process of heading down to her now. I'm going to catch the train in just a few minutes. And we're going to hang out for the next 24 hours. It's a good little relationship. I'm enjoying it, and we're having good times. And a bit of messing about because of vehicles, but that's okay. That's the way things happen. And I don't need a car during the week, so it doesn't bother me too much. And I just have to catch a train a couple times to make it work. That's what I've been up to the last couple of weeks. It's been okay. It's been very, very okay.